الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتليتم اهتديتم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في رواية الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير قرني ثم قرن أمتي ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فكان الله أن يأخذه فيوشك أن يأخذه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين Respected علماء الكرام beloved brothers الحمد لله Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a sharia that is completely perfect has blessed us with a deen the way of life deen of Islam that he himself has perfected. This is our good fortune and this is something that we should reflect on at all times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a system, has given us a way of life, has given us a code of life. He has given us principles and guidelines how to lead our lives. We are not lost. We are not a lost ummah. We are not an ummah that is not guided. We are not an ummah that has been not been shown the right path. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sending Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and sending to us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the Holy Quran, the Ahadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter has ensured that the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the Quran is intact and the teachings are there for us till the day of judgment, insha'Allah. So for us, we have a Sharia, a code of laws, we have a Sunnah, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So we should follow the laws of Allah like shown to us in the Holy Quran, which is the Sharia extracted from the Quran and Hadith, and we should follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When these two things are our guiding lights, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that you will never go astray. I have left you two things, لَن تَدِلُّ مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي Two things I have left in your midst, you will never go astray if you hold fast to it. One is the Kitabullah and one is my Sunnah. So the Kitabullah, that is from where the Sharia is extracted. The Sharia, the laws of Sharia are extracted from the Kitabullah, from the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have the Sunnah and we have the Sharia. This is the criteria of right and wrong. This is the criteria of good and bad. This is the criteria of that which is virtuous and that which is a vice. The Sharia and the Sunnah. If it is conforming, whatever action, whatever function, whatever notion conforms to the Sharia, conforms to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherever it may be, maybe in America, maybe in China, maybe in Pakistan, maybe here in this country, if it conforms to the Sharia, it's acceptable. And if it doesn't conform to the Sharia, then it's not acceptable. Why? Because that is the standard. That is the standard by which we go to, in order to accept or reject anything, in order to endorse something or edit. To reject something, we look at the Sharia. If the Sharia, it conforms to the Sharia, it's acceptable. Doesn't conform to the Sharia, it is not acceptable. And this is the general rule over the centuries. Over the centuries. And this is irrespective of place, irrespective of time, irrespective of people, irrespective of occasions. If it conforms to the Sharia at any time, any way, it is acceptable. And if it goes against the Sharia, then it is rejected. If it is done by any person, learned person, person that is not learned, person that knows, person that does not know, carries out some action, if it conforms to the Sharia, acceptable. Otherwise, not acceptable. So this is not restricted to time, place, occasion, whatever the occasion may be, a very good occasion, Islamic occasion, but the actions that are carried out there does not conform to the Sharia, they are rejected. And today, unfortunately, we find that this is becoming more common now. These are all the signs of Qiyamah we had mentioned with the going away of ulama, going away of people of knowledge. Inna Allah yarfa'u ilm biqabzil ulama. Ilm will go away. Allah Ta'ala will take it away by taking away the ulama kiram. great ulama ikram are living in this world, and we find that great fitnas are also starting in this ummah. Similarly, we find among the signs of Qiyamah will be that yazharul ilm, yazharul jahl, wa yurfa'ul ilm. The jahl and ignorance will become rampant and will be found everywhere. And wa yurfa'ul ilm, and ilm will be taken away, knowledge will be taken away. That is why in such circumstances, where knowledge is taken away and ignorance becomes rife, ignorance becomes the order of the day, ignorance becomes the custom, ignorance becomes the way of life, ignorance becomes the style that the person will conduct all the occasions and conventions and etc. will be based on ignorance. Why? There is no knowledge. And there is no knowledge, true knowledge, there is no sound guidance. And where there is no guidance and some occasions take place without the guidance of the Sharia and Sunnah, then we find people going astray. So today this has become very common. This has become very, very common. One side we have the Sharia, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala, in its pristine purity, has preserved it for us. In the way of the Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, from the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till now, we have it all preserved for us, and everything is clear cut. All the do's and don'ts, all the regulations, all the injunctions regarding different aspects of our life are mentioned in the Sharia. And they are clear cut and understood by one and all. Then we have the other ways of shayateen, the other ways of the modernists, the other ways of the deviant groups, the other ways of the firqa batila. We have all those ways that we are surrounded by. And in some occasion we find that these people are now infiltrating in the way of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And good people are getting caught up in their ways, in the fancy names that are used, and the slogans that are used, and the good intentions they express. Only Allah knows the sincerity of intentions. But when the methodology is wrong and goes against the Sharia, then we cannot entertain that even for a moment. Intentions are sincere. One people that came to one great pious purple person those days, I remember many, many decades ago, and when they were told and reprimanded that what you are doing is not correct, what you are doing is not proper, because the methodology was not conforming to the Sharia and the Sunnah. It was not conforming. Whether it is done myself or by you, Allah Ta'ala protect us, does not conform to the Sharia, is rejected. So when this was brought to the notice, they came to this very, very pious person here, and they began to intercede and express to him. They said, but Hazrat, you know, our intentions are very sincere. Our intentions are very sincere. Other words, we are sincere in our intentions. We are sincere in our intentions. The methodology, the ways that we are adopting, the strategy that we are adopting goes against the Sharia. So Hazrat explained to them that if you are very, very sincere and you take the petrol and put it in the water tank, and take the water and put it in the petrol tank, will your car move? You are absolutely sincere. You are sincere with the sincerity. You have to adopt the right method. You have to adopt the right methodology. You have to get the proper means. You have to take the proper strategy to get to the result and get to the ends. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Person that intends the akhirat, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, and he makes an effort that conforms to that intention of his. Person intends to go to Johannesburg and takes the highway to Cape Town, he will not reach there. Why? Your intention is something, but your action is something. So here the intention is sincere, but together with that the action also should follow up and should conform to it in order to get the desired effect. So similarly here, person intends the Sirat al-Mustaqim, makes dua for it every day, then we should follow those people that are upon Sirat al-Mustaqim. And those are who? Allah Ta'ala defines them, أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. These are the groups that are on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. We make dua for Sirat al-Mustaqim and we follow their lifestyle of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada. Then inshallah, hopefully we'll be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we take a different direction, we're asking for something and our direction is different, then it is not accepted. So Hazrat told them that if your intentions are sincere, but with that the effort does not conform to that, then you will not get the desired result. So this is what is happening today. Only Allah knows best what the intentions are. But we find the name of Islam, many, many things are taking place. The name of Islam. The first it used to be Muslim. When the name Muslim used to appear, everybody used to feel that this will conform to the Sharia. Because this is a Muslim. You don't expect anything from a Muslim except Islam, except the way of life, except the Sharia, except the Sunnah. You don't expect anything else from a Muslim. But we find that Allah Ta'ala forgive us and guide us. We find that the Muslims also have taken different ways. And different Islam, we find. People are following different Islams. And we find the person says, Muslim, it's not guaranteed that that will be conforming to the Sharia, conforming to the Sunnah, even if it is Muslim. Then we find another term is coined in our society, Islamic. Islamic or Sharia compliant. Sharia compliant and Islamic means what? Means whatever activity is taking place there, whether it is an Islamic school, whether it's Islamic fair, whether it's Islamic function or convention, whether whatever it is called, the name of Islam, it means, it gives the meaning that whatever is going to be carried out there will be conforming to the Sharia, will be conforming to Islam, and will be conforming to the Sunnah. Because that is the Sharia, that is Islam. Islam is the Sharia and Sunnah. But unfortunately, what happens today, the names are given, slogans are there, Islamic function, Islamic souk, Islamic school, Islamic convention, but the activities that are taking place there are in flagrant violation of the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This previous